to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You did it. 19 years, baby. I want to thank you very much. That's why I'm telling you first. I'm about to retire. Love you. Talk to you soon.
That's Shaquille O'Neal, who after 19 seasons announced his retirement from the NBA this week. He posted the two words, "I'm retiring," on his Twitter account, along with a link to the 10-second video message that you just heard. Sports talk, like the NBA and what's going on in Major League Baseball, number 10 on this week's Countdown. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown with items of interest for the week ending June the 3rd, the top 10 items, reviewing all of them. The determination there comes from the staff of Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication in the talk industry, monitoring talk radio shows all across our country. So, number 10 in sports, number 9, the E. coli outbreak in Europe. On Fox, John Scott talked to Dr. Stephen Garner from the New York Methodist Hospital about what we know regarding this new strain of E. coli.
A deadly mutant strain of E. coli bacteria is spreading across Europe. Health officials are looking at raw vegetables as the carrier, but they do not know the actual source of this outbreak. And there are serious concerns about whether the bacterial infection might spread in the U.S. as well. Dr. Stephen Garner is here from New York Methodist Hospital. I guess there are a couple of Americans who already are afflicted by this.
And so Americans go for a vacation to Germany. They come back. They both have renal failure now. They're on dialysis.
Because they got this particular kind of E. coli?
They got it. Now, we haven't seen a spread from people to people, but that could be not too far away.
There have been E. coli outbreaks in this country from time to time. It happens just about every year, in fact. But this one that originated in Europe is particularly serious. Tell us why.
Well, number one, it's evolved. It's a mutant E. coli. You can't detect it. So that's a problem. If you can't detect it, it's very hard to trace it back to the source. It doesn't respond to any antibiotics that we have, and it produces a toxin. And a toxin is a chemical, a poison. So it's not the bacteria that kills you, but it's the poison that it produces. It knocks out your kidneys, your brain. You get renal failure. You get seizures, coma. It's terrible.
And typically, the victims of an E. coli, I mean, the people susceptible, are either the very young or the very old.
Right, we always thought the very young because their immune system is not that good, or the elderly also because they're frail. Two-thirds are young women, healthy young women. And not only that, we're seeing 30% of them turn out with renal failure, whereas with the old E. coli that we used to see, it was only about 5%. So for some reason, it's much more virulent, and it's affecting people in the prime of life.
People normally would say, okay, just wash your veggies well before you eat them, and that'll take care of the problem. Does that work here?
Unfortunately, this super E. coli doesn't respond to washing. You can wash it, and it's still on the skin. You only need a few to do the trick. So even if you wash it and you get off 90% of it, the other 10% can do its damage.
So how do you stop it? I mean,
I like a lettuce, tomato, and cucumber on I like it raw, but it seems like now it may be prudent, particularly in Germany, to cook it thoroughly. I would avoid it. And now there's a lot of bickering between the countries in Europe about who started it. Is it in Spanish cucumbers? And there's tremendous rotting of fruit because nobody wants to eat any fruit or vegetables. Mm. And the problem is we don't know where it is, and the countries are not sharing information.
Number 8.
Gas prices, number 8. Talk host Steve Courtney speaking to Lou Ann Hammond from DrivingTheNation.com about the numbers.
It's very difficult to forecast the price of oil, and there are several reasons for that. But in your professional opinion, Goldman Sachs comes out, and their numbers indicate there's a likelihood that we will see $5 a gallon throughout this country. Do you agree with that?
Throughout the entire country is what they're saying?
Yeah.
That would be a little bit hard to swallow. You're talking about right now it being about $3.80, $3.90. In California, Southern California, we've already seen it go over $5.
Wow.
So it doesn't really surprise me if they say in certain areas of the United States we will see $5. But I think the hardest part right now is making sure that it doesn't go up quickly. And that was the biggest part of what people discussed at Challenge Mobindum in Berlin, Germany, and at the OECD's International Transportation Forum in Leipzig, Germany. I talked to a couple of key people, one of them the CEO of Royal Dutch Shell, Peter Vosser, and they all agree that the biggest part of what's happening right now is politics. Politics is getting in the way of energy policy, and we need to figure out a way to get politics out of the way.
Coming up, Congressman Anthony Weiner's Twitter problem, plus job growth, or maybe lack thereof, and cancer-causing cell phones. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Tomorrow on History, Ice Road Truckers are back.
Woo-hoo!
But
this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
And off, break, break, break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new tomorrow at 9 p.m., 8 Central, only on History.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brand Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food and 35 to 40-pound bags, and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
We're up to number 7 on the countdown. Congressman Anthony Weiner of New York and his Twitter problem. A waist-down photo of a man wearing only underwear was sent from the congressman's Twitter account to a 21-year-old female college student. Weiner insists that he didn't send the photo, claiming his account must have gotten hacked. Talk host Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talked to ABC's Jim Hickey about the problems the congressman is having and how he keeps making the situation worse.
Joined now by ABC News correspondent Jim Hickey to help us wade through the Congressman Anthony Weiner situation. Jim, what's the latest?
Well, the latest is that Congressman Anthony Weiner cannot tell us whether that picture of a man standing in his underwear, a picture from the waist down, can tell us whether that's him or not. But what he can tell us is that he didn't post it. He did not put it on his own Twitter page. He says, and he doesn't know who did, and he's determined to find out, but he declines to say whether that is him in that photograph. He says, I'm reluctant to say anything definitively about this because I don't know to what extent our system was hacked. He says he was pranked. Somebody sent a picture, in his words, a picture of a wiener from Weiner's account. I've been hearing that joke since I was five.
The Twitter picture's making the rounds. So, Jim, let's assume that he didn't put on the Twitter account whether or not he's meant to send it to this girl. I mean, isn't the simple question, Representative, have you taken a picture of yourself lately in your underwear?
Well, see, that's a really good question, because I'm thinking if you had someone take a picture of you in your underwear, you'd remember that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Not me, Jim. I'm not like all the others.
Pictures, right?
So if in fact, I mean, if he says, okay, well, he talks about being Photoshopped, he talks about, and certainly people can Photoshop, but, the real question is, have you ever had a picture taken of you in your underwear? And if the answer is yes, then it's your own fault that it gets circulated around on Twitter or wherever else.
But that is the very question that he declines to answer definitively. And he also goes on the defensive very aggressively, if you can do both, in saying any implication that he would have done such a thing is outrageous. And he says, sure, he's on Twitter. He follows Twitter, like a lot of people, follows political figures, journalists, a whole bunch of folks. But the implication that he would use Twitter for this purpose or that such a picture would exist is because of anything he did is outrageous, he says.
Number six.
The job stats, number six on the countdown. Here, talk host Barry Armstrong speaks with Stuart Varney from the Fox Business Network about the latest unemployment numbers and their probable impact on President Obama's chances for a second term.
You know, I read the same article you did, the New York Times, saying, you know, has there ever been a president reelected when the unemployment rate is greater than 7.2%?
That is correct. There has never been a president, not since FDR. No president has been reelected for a second term since FDR if the unemployment rate is 7.2% or more. I believe it was 7% for Ronald Reagan in 84, but he was bringing it down from 8.5% and 9% before that. So there was a clear downtrend. This time, I mean, I think this is really, really different because it's 9% now. I don't see it coming down below 8% in the next 17 months to the election. That's a flat-out prediction. I think this is a big negative for President Obama.
I agree, Stuart. And I guess my question to you is, like, I think you could actually see unemployment start to rise again, at least based on the weekly data. I mean, you saw the same numbers I did this morning. You saw the ADP report yesterday. I think in the next several months anyway, you could see unemployment start to rise once again.
Well, yes, because there are millions and millions of people who are so-called discouraged workers. If they sign up again and try to get back into the labor force, that expands the labor pool. And if there's no extra jobs for them, statistically, the unemployment rate goes up. And that is a distinct possibility.
So how many people are looking for work now, Stuart? In the whole country, how many people are out of work and looking?
Okay. There are 25 million adult Americans who have no job or a part-time job when they want a full-time job. So that's a big number. That's 25 million wanting a job or a full-time job. And now, that's the number that I've got, and I'm going to run with that because it is a very large number. I don't think it's been as big as this before this recession in many, many, many years. And isn't this just the biggest problem for President Obama going into an election year? I mean, look, I've been in America long enough to know that prosperity is the mother's milk of American politics.
Yeah.
We are not feeling prosperous now because of what's happened to our jobs and our houses. And I don't see how the president gets over this.
Like, does Congress have any ideas? When you interview, you know, the Republican congressional leaders, do they come to you and say, hey, we know there's a problem with unemployment. This is our plan. This is our roadmap to get America's economy back on track. Do the Democrats or do the Republicans have a plan?
On the left, there's a strong desire for another big stimulus program. They want more infrastructure spending, and they want aid to the state. In other words, spend more government money. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I don't think there is the political will in Congress to make it happen. On the other side of the aisle, Republicans generally want to cut corporate tax rates to bring back that money that's overseas, bring it back to America. They want to roll back Obamacare so that they've got a medical cost structure they can understand, and they want the administration to stop beating up on business. Now, those are all possibilities. But again, in the context of a debt debate, are they likely to happen? Looks to me, frankly, like stalemate, go nowhere in the middle of a crisis.
Coming up, the World Health Organization says cell phones may give you cancer, and Dick Morris weighs in on Israel on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen here, up to number 5 on the countdown. Cell phones, cancer. This week, the World Health Organization released a study that found that cell phones may cause a certain form of brain cancer. Talk host Mike McConnell here with Steve Malloy from JunkScience.com. Doesn't think we have anything to worry about at all.
I watched on Tuesday completely conflicting stories with two different specialists, each one a doctor, I guess, and about whether or not they would change their cell phone usage, their style of usage, and whether or not anybody should be concerned with this study. One said categorically no. The other one said absolutely, at least it doesn't bode well for the future. Yeah. At Junk Science, what do you look at?
Well, I mean, we consider this junk science. I mean, this is just sort of statistical malpractice. There's been much research on cell phones and cancer over the last two decades. The statistics that are being cited right now are not credible. They're in the region of statistical noise. If you take all the data in total, there's no evidence that anything is going on.
Well, I mean, give me an example of what statistical noise. How is this different from the way a study should be done that's looking into this connection?
For epidemiology, when you see, reported increases in risk of less than 100%, that's the statistical noise. And the two studies that the WHO group is kind of pointing to saying that, this is what qualifies this as possibly causing cancer, the level is in the 40% region. So, it's way below the threshold for what we consider statistical noise.
Was there something about these studies that involved more of self-reporting? Did I read that on your webpage?
Yeah, well, and none of this data is very good. I mean, it's not like any of the researchers really have any idea how much radio frequency any of the cell phone users were really exposed to. That's one problem with these studies, or another problem, I should say, with these studies. Another problem is that no one really knows what causes, the sort of brain cancer we're talking about, gliomas, to start with. So what that means is that the confounding risk factors for glioma also can't be considered. Then if you just step back and look at the macro situation, we have hundreds of millions of people using cell phones. The incidence of brain cancer is not going up, it's going down. There's just no there.
Number four on the countdown is the relationship the United States has with Israel. Commentator Dick Morris posted on YouTube his opinion on Israel.
President Obama, and peace talks with the Palestinian people.
The fact of the matter is that Israel can only maintain its security by means of protecting its security militarily. Defensible borders, adequate forces, and a willingness to negotiate with the Palestinians, but not to negotiate Israel out of existence. Because after all, look, Palestine is a very viable state, even under the old borders. You have to make some compromises on the settlements, but they could set up a Palestinian state. The reason they don't is that if they settle for a Palestinian state of anything short of the extermination of Israel, the Palestinian militants will make their lives miserable and the governments will be overthrown. That's why Arafat didn't sign a peace treaty with Clinton at the end of the Clinton administration in 1999. They had cut a deal that satisfied the leadership of both Israel and the Palestinians, but the Palestinian militants would not have accepted it, and Arafat would have been killed if he had attempted to do that. So let's abandon any of these Obama fantasies that somehow or other, if Israel gives up enough and surrenders enough and makes itself vulnerable enough, peace will break out all over the Middle East. That's a bargain no Israeli prime minister should accept, no American should accept, and nobody should expect Israel to agree to.
U.S.-Israeli relations, number 4 on the countdown. So let's recap. Sports talk number 10 with Shaquille O'Neal's retirement. The E. coli outbreaks, number 9. Gas prices, number 8. Number 7, the controversy over Congressman Anthony Weiner and his Twitter photo. Number 6, the job growth stats. Number 5, cell phones and cancer. U.S. relationship with Israel, number 4. So that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1, and they're up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires, plus get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6-4 and 7.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing because something unusual has happened here at OfTheField.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing Free Food Now on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings at OfTheField.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with the number three item on the countdown, a trip to the Middle East. ABC's Rick Klein here with Congresswoman Barbara Lee of California about her fight against the huge defense bill that will keep us in Afghanistan for the foreseeable future.
You've been debating this week on the floor of the House a resolution regarding Afghanistan. I know you're one of the most vocal opponents of the war in Afghanistan, voting against the resolution in the first place. But what are you hoping to accomplish with this and sending a message to the Obama White House?
In this instance, and I'm not sure the White House is supporting what happened with the defense authorization bill, but there was a section 1034, inserted in the bill that would greatly expand the war, which is the longest war in American history now. It would expand Afghanistan, but also it would expand the authorization to use force into going to war anywhere in the world for any given length of time, whether there was any connection to 9/11 or not. It also has that provision that associated forces are part of the category of recipients of whatever war-making strategies would take place. So this is just another blank check. It expands the resolution that I voted against in 2001, and we hope we can strike that from the bill. I must say it's been really wonderful working with my Republican colleagues. We have Congressman Amash and others to do this in a bipartisan way, because I think both Democrats and Republicans understand that giving any president this blank check is not in our national security interest, nor is it constitutional.
The other day, Cornel West referred to President Obama as being in charge of America's killing machine and being happy about it. What do you think about those comments?
Oh, you know, I think that Professor West should comment on his comments himself. I believe that I need to comment on what I believe in, and I think that, first of all, the president had indicated during the campaign that he was going to begin to end the war in Iraq. You know, that still hasn't ended, but we're working to make sure that that does totally end and we bring our troops home. Secondly, I must say that my resolution passed the DNC several months ago. We negotiated this with the White House that says that come July, we must have a significant and sizable withdrawal of troops. And so I believe that the president should honor that commitment. I know that the public, over 70% of the public, wants us out of Afghanistan. And so we're working very hard to make sure that we begin to end what is the longest war in American history.
And then there's Libya. CNN's Brian Todd talked to Wolf Blitzer about NATO extending the mission in Libya for another 90 days.
He's rarely seen in public. He's just lost 8 generals from his command and his oil minister. And now the NATO alliance vows to keep up the pressure on Muammar Gaddafi, announcing it will extend its mission in Libya for at least another 90 days.
This decision sends a clear message to the Gaddafi regime. We are determined to continue our operation to protect the people of Libya.
That's the publicly stated goal. But on the ground, NATO has intensified its air campaign, hitting Gaddafi's command and control structures, bringing in French and British attack helicopters with more close-strike capability, all while NATO officials say they're not specifically targeting Gaddafi.
Is that realistic to buy that line from them?
Publicly, they can say certain things, but the inference is that there are other goals involved.
Analyst Paul Sullivan says the signals are obvious. European leaders and President Obama have decidedly shifted their tone on this mission.
Time is working against Gaddafi, and he must step down from power and leave Libya to the Libyan people.
And published reports cite NATO officials describing a new strategy of driving Gaddafi out. But the extension comes after some tough criticism of NATO's effectiveness over the past 2 months.
NATO-led airstrikes in Libya have inflicted serious damage on Gaddafi's regime's war machine, yet loyalist troops continue to demonstrate cohesiveness and operational superiority over rebel forces.
Contacted by CNN, a NATO official countered, saying that by hitting Gaddafi's command posts, NATO forces have degraded his ability to attack rebel forces and civilians. Sullivan says NATO has effectively destroyed Gaddafi's anti-aircraft capability, but...
What has he got, though, that could hit those helicopter gunships?
If they're low enough, an RPG could cause enough damage. Think of Mogadishu.
That, of course, the infamous mission that brought down the U.S. Black Hawk helicopters in Somalia. Now, an incident like that could mean a swift end to NATO's mission. But even if that doesn't happen, Sullivan warns of other political problems for NATO. He says Gaddafi's got the ability to drag this whole thing out. And if he does, some NATO member nations may not have the patience to extend this mission much past September, where it's going now, Wolf.
Brian, what are some of the biggest military challenges NATO is facing right now?
Gaddafi and his troops right now are hunkered down more than they've ever been. It's getting harder for NATO forces to find targets in and around Tripoli. That's probably why they've brought in those attack helicopters. And there are some signs that some NATO member countries are kind of getting weary of the pace here. There are indications that Norway may reduce its forces in the next couple of months or maybe even in the coming weeks. NATO officials kind of downplay that, saying they're holding it together right now. So we'll see if the alliance can stay together through these next months.
That leads us to number two, the vote to raise the debt ceiling. That's up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Bo from Atlanta writes, how do you deal with difficult people?
Well, I usually offer a helpful piece of advice. Like, did you know that Geico offers discounts just for being a good driver? And they're like, wow, you want to help me save money on my car insurance even though I'm pestering you? And I say, yeah, that's just the sort of bloke I am.
That's cool. So what do you say when people are really nice to you then?
Pretty much the same thing.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tomorrow on History, Ice Road Truckers are back. Woo-hoo! But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop, break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new tomorrow at 9 p.m., 8 central, only on History.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Give more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
All right, Talk Radio in review. Doug Steffen here with the number two item on the countdown, the vote to raise the debt ceiling, a vote that failed in the House this past Tuesday. Talk host Mandy Cannell here with Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, who has no intention of voting to raise the debt ceiling, no matter how many times it comes up, until the budget gets balanced.
Obviously, the debt ceiling has been a big topic of conversation. I am going to assume that you're not going to vote for an increase in the debt ceiling.
Well, I tell people I can't imagine voting to raise a debt ceiling unless they were to do something like balance the budget or have a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. And really, the bottom line for me is I don't think they're to be trusted with more money because they're not spending what we've given them wisely. They're not accounting for where they spend the money. I mean, here's an example. The Pentagon cannot balance its books, and it has a $500 billion annual budget. They cannot account for where they spend the money, and then when they're brought to task for this, they say, we are too big to be audited. And, you know, you remember too big to fail. Now we have government agencies that say they're too big to be audited. We had $100 billion last year that's unaccounted for. It's been spent.
Holy mackerel.
Nobody can say where the money was spent. They can sometimes say where it was spent, but then it was spent inappropriately in a place where it was not authorized to be spent, or they just can't account for it at all. You know, we have like $19 billion worth of empty federal property. The money that is spent maintaining empty property is enormous. We can't account for what our money is spent. When I want to try to turn in, like, I want to show the people of Kentucky that I can be fiscally responsible in my office, I want to turn back in $100,000 or $200,000 at the end of the year. I can't be certain where that money's going to, and I've been asking for 4 months. Some people say that if I turn it back in, it doesn't go back to the Treasury. It goes into the leadership fund, and the leadership spends it. And so it's almost as if we're going to have to pass new legislation just so I can figure out where my $100,000 is going to make sure that it's actually doing some good. So that's kind of where we stand. And, you know, when we try to cut spending, we recently had a spending bill. There was about $200 or $300 million where we were going to eliminate funding from Amtrak lines that lose twice as much as they bring in. Just the worst of the Amtrak lines, which I really consider to be low-hanging fruit. We lost 80 Republicans on that and couldn't cut $300 million. And my point is, how are you going to cut trillions? How are you going to balance a deficit of a $1.6 trillion per year if you can't cut $300 million?
Talk host Robert Reese here with on his mind the alternatives to raising the debt limit, like selling off the gold reserves in Fort Knox. What an idea.
There's actually a new debate coming up. You don't hear a lot of people talking about this, but the debate is going on in Washington. That debate is, should we sell the gold at Fort Knox? That's the debate. Should we just sell the gold at Fort Knox? A Heritage Foundation analyst, Ron Utt, told the Washington Post last month, look,
gold holdings of the government, what are they there for? We're not on the gold standard. What are they there? They're basically just sitting there. And he says, given the high price of gold right now, and obviously our massive debt problems, we probably ought to sell it. Interesting concept there. On first glance, if you told me we need to sell the gold in Fort Knox, I'd be like, are you nuts? But then when I take a step back and I go, all right, seriously, like, break this sucker down. Whenever you have bad problems in your own personal finances, how many of us have had to try to look at selling a car or having a garage sale and selling some of your stuff to try to bring some income in? So a lot of us have been there before. It kind of makes sense. Well, the Heritage Foundation also has a report, not just selling the gold, but they released a report that says partial sales of federal properties like real estate, mineral rights, electromagnetic spectrum, and energy generating facilities might garner the federal treasury $260 billion over the next 15 years, and that does not include selling the gold, which obviously, once again, nearly $1,500 an ounce. We could make a lot of money.
We could do all right with that.
So that's the idea. Should we sell the gold from the treasury in order to help our debt problem? Should we sell the gold from a treasury? The Obama administration says nah. The Assistant Treasury Secretary for the Financial Markets, Mary Miller, says that a fire sale of the government's financial assets, including gold, would not be a viable option. In fact, she says, instead, we should raise the debt ceiling. That's like their only thing, man.
This is what they keep going.
Just raise the debt ceiling.
Broken record. Raise the debt ceiling.
I like how Fox News put it yesterday when it was playing yesterday morning. The government is trying to determine whether or not to raise their credit card limit. And I thought, that's really the best way to put it.
Yeah.
You want to put it in layman's terms, the terms that you and I understand. Okay, it's the government raising their own credit card limit. That's like calling up your credit card company and go, I need an extra $2,000 on my limit. And them saying, yes, okay, fine. Because the government is the ones that had the final say in this. There is nobody else that they're calling to say, we need another $2 trillion on our debt limit. Okay, what do we need? Do we need to write a letter? Do we need, a group of signatures? Do we need to fill out an application? No. You don't need. There's nobody we call. It's just a matter of, it's like we have our own credit card, and we're like, you know what, let's just raise the debt limit.
Yeah,
let's just raise the credit card limit.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson here with Jeff Flock from Fox News about the failed vote on raising the debt ceiling and what went on in Wall Street.
I guess what happened was basically political theater with the overwhelming rejection of raising the debt ceiling in the House. Does it make our friends on Wall Street nervous at all, or do they realize what happened?
I think they have some sense of the way this is playing out. And, I think there's an overall, hopeful attitude about things. But, who knows? It's a weird time that we live in, so I don't think anything's a done deal.
But it is going to be done by August 2nd, correct?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I truly believe that everyone kind of gets that, and I think the mood out there is such that I don't know that politicians even who feel a particular way about it, and they're certainly, it's not a bad thing, but I just don't see the intransigence that would lead to a real disaster on it.
And Boehner now, and this has been out there for a few weeks, calling for a cut of a dollar for dollar. You want to raise the debt ceiling? Fine. We cut a dollar from the budget. Will that hold, or is that political posturing?
It sounds good. I just don't think that that's going to make it through to Congress all the way. I mean, we've gotten ourselves in a huge mess here, and you don't get out of it with a broad stroke of the pen like that. I think it takes slogging. It's like digging a hole. You've dug yourself a huge hole, and now if you're going to fill that hole back in, you don't do it with a big, a big bulldozer. You have to do it with the way you dug it, which is with a shovel.
Incrementally. So what does happen, in your estimation, if they don't raise the debt ceiling? If you listen to one side, it's going to be the end of the world, it's catastrophe. And the other side, they say even after August 2nd, there's wiggle room for Treasury Secretary Geithner to get some things done, even without the raising of the debt ceiling.
based on what we've learned, I do think there is continuing. There probably is some continuing wiggle room. But, you know, if you want to get in that position, I just think it puts you in a very difficult position. If you get to that, if you get to that point, it's almost that you've already gone over the line if you get to the point of having to do something like that. But I don't doubt that the government has some power to, you know, to wiggle a little further past the August deadline.
So that leaves us with number one, the field of Republican presidential candidates. And that's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country. To help you get the most food possible, when you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number one are we on the countdown. The field of Republican candidate for president, Sarah Palin, who isn't exactly a candidate yet, has dominated the political conversation this week. Even though Mitt Romney tried to make his official announcement on Thursday, talk host Gary Allen here with political analyst Doug Koopman, and they talk about Palin, her bus tour, and what he thinks she's up to.
She's having such a fun time, I guess, on the bus with her parents and her kids and her husband and everybody else that she's decided to go national with this tour. So what's up? You know, she says she's not sure she wants to run. What's she up to, Doug?
Well, you know, I think she wants to be a player in the Republican presidential primaries. I personally doubt that she's actually going to jump in on her own, but to be a player, you have to have a following, and this is a perfect venue for her to collect, you know, interest and to have the media focus on her and to find more people who believe what she believes.
Well, so, but if she's not going to run, why go through the trouble?
Well, you know, it's almost more fun to have a little influence behind the scenes and be able to pick who's going to be the front runner or influence the agenda or talk about the style. And certainly when you have a big following, as she seems to be collecting even more and more with this tour, you do have that influence. And it's also the other candidates can look at what she's doing and use some of it and adapt some of it, too. So the whole style of a campaign, she can influence that, too. And that's enjoyable to do. Where do you suppose the money's coming from for this big thing? Yeah, you know, well, I guess the bus itself isn't all that expensive. Maybe all the family chips in a little bit for gas and stuff. But my sense is it helps her book sales, too, so I think it's coming in indirectly.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, Mike Huckabee is now having second thoughts about his not running, and he may be in the ring. So what's going on here?
I think all the Republicans are trying to figure out how much power there is behind the unorganized. You know, the Tea Party organizes some of them, but how big is that, and how powerful are they in the Republican electorate? That's a natural, both for Sarah Palin, and that group is also natural for Mike Huckabee. And I think Huckabee is sort of looking at, wow, there's still a lot of energy left to this, and maybe if Palin's not going in, that he can be the one to tap into that. As for Romney, you know, he's the establishment candidate. I guess maybe one or two reporters will show up who aren't covering Sarah Palin today and see what he's doing. But, you know, he's the establishment choice, and I think there's a lot of room for someone from that area where Palin and Huckabee are from, sort of the less organized and the newcomers to the party, really.
Here host E.J. Becker and Ellen Schenck with Bill Lacey, former political director for Ronald Reagan, about Mitt Romney making it official, if that changes anything in the race at all to this point.
Mitt Romney gets in the race for the White House. How does this change the race?
Well, of course, it doesn't really change the race per se, EJ, because the guy has been running since 2006 or 2007, as you guys recall, and some of your listeners will recall. I have some personal experience in working against him in 07, 08. I think Governor Romney starts as a front runner this year. I think it's not a strong front runner position like McCain in 08 or Bush in 2000 or the previous Republican nominees, but he does start as a front runner. He has some strengths going for him, some really good strengths. He's got extensive experience, which, given the economy and the headlines we're seeing about the economy the last few days, is a huge thing. He has a previous run under his belt. There's a history in the Republican Party. If you've run previously, you do better. And he's going to have a lot of money. So those are the things that are working for him. But he's got some challenges, too. He's kind of the establishment candidate in a party that has really tilted to the right. He's got this health care issue where he basically put in a health care plan in Massachusetts, very similar to the president's health care policy. That's going to come back to haunt him. And there's a lot of doubts about how conservative he really is.
But in an era of short attention spans, does he risk, you know, you said he's been running since 2006, sort of, oh, it's him again, that sort of thing?
I don't think so, Ellen. And things change, and some of us have to be very careful. Some political strategists have to be careful that we're not always running the last campaign. But no, I don't see that as a problem. I see that, especially on the Republican side, where voters tend to be a little bit older, I see that as a plus for Romney. I think that will work to his advantage, at least in terms of winning the Republican nomination.
The GOP presidential candidate's number one this week. Recapping the rest of it, Sports Talk Radio, Shaquille O'Neal's retirement, number 10. The E. coli outbreak in Germany, number 9. Gas prices, number 8. Number 7 this week, the controversy over Congressman Anthony Weiner and his Twitter photo. Number 6, the latest stats on job growth. Number 5, the study on cell phones maybe causing cancer. U.S.-Israeli relations, number 4. Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the turmoil in the Middle East, number 3. Number 2, the vote on the debt ceiling. And number 1, the field of Republican presidential candidates. That's what's up this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.